Good evening. This is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. Whenever I come to the airwaves or whenever I have opportunity to speak, to interview, to reach out to the hearts and the minds and the spirits of people, I do so consciously with the intention of reminding us of how blessed we each are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of that absolute and supreme intelligence, whose intelligence is all there is as existence itself. Part of the conspiracy in a worldwide rampage to divide and conquer us is to have confused and confounded us about who and what God is, how to create, and the tool of self-knowing, self-knowledge. So a lot of those things, those sciences that we were given, we do not pay much attention to in terms of the astrology and the numerology and the destiny card system and the other tools of self-knowing. So I am here to remind us that in all of that which we have opportunity to study and to learn and to seek and whatnot, we have the greatest benefit when we are intensely intentional and desirous of absolute love, absolute light, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth, so that we are able to have leverage over all of the philosophies and philosophizing and all of the other things that we hear in terms of other people's thoughts and opinions and theories and whatnot, and to remember that nobody else's agenda, plotting, planning, thoughts, or whatever has greater effect and impact in your life than your own thoughts and your own choices. And our being under a system of capitalization that puts us in a position where the buyer has to beware. And those who are consciously caring to push and peddle their products to us have access to mass media, commercialism, advertising, and the psychological programming that goes and is foundational in terms of our being undermined in exalting a full life's urge, that a lot of the psychology behind the commercials has put us in a position where we are no longer responding as intelligent beings, knowing that intelligences always do that which is truly in their best interest. But we have now multi-billion dollar corporations that peddle and promote and distribute and create with artificial flavors, artificial colors, all manners of things that have absolutely no value, no substance, no nutrition, no minerals, no life force, nothing that the body needs. And yet the populace consumes these things more than we consume that which has nutrient, that which has substance, that which has life force, that which is literally in our best interest to consume. And so where we are now, we must be very decisive about how we are living our lives, because they will soon be over on this plane of existence in our Earth residency. And we have not necessarily been properly oriented in what Earth residency is even about, so that we think that we've just born to go to school and get degrees and work and have children and raise our children. But at the same time, we should have the conscious care and intention to walk our greatest walk in alignment with the laws that govern life. And a lot of times we pay so much more attention to the legalities of the system or the statutes or the games of agreement that these people have, that we're not paying attention to the laws that govern existence. And therefore we see that our lives hang in the balance as a planetary people, and humanity and humankind are both in detriment because we are not doing that which is ours to do in exalting a full life's urge, doing that which truly allows us to grow and unfold, to self-actualize, to self-realize, to be harmonized in the will of existence, to unfold according to the ways of continuance in existence, in exalting a full life's urge, doing nothing to undermine ourselves or ourselves, understanding that our duty, obligation, and responsibility is to be in a place and space where we are truly honoring life itself. And where we have not come to that place and space of commitment to honor life, then we are not living our best lives. Because the greatest way to honor anybody, our parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, the legacy of the lineages that we represent, is to live an honorable life. A life that is free of inconsistency, contradiction, breaches of integrity, hypocrisy, being in a place and space where we feel no duty, obligation, and responsibility to be upright and righteous, where we are so glib about our rights to our sinfulness and our wickedness and whatnot that we don't care to self-correct, that we will continue to do that which is hurtful and harmful to ourselves because we feel like we have to die from something anyway, so what does it matter? And the matter is that those of us who care to walk in our maturity, to not be in a place where the older you get, the more decrepit you're becoming, the more sick you're becoming, the more ill you're becoming, that your destiny is a tragic date with fate as opposed to being a gloriously rising destiny in your conscious unfoldment as a conscious immortal. See, it matters what you're asking for. It matters what you apply yourself to. It matters that you care to walk in the integrity of the fullness of your humanity, in the fullness of your divinity, in the fullness of the activation of your talents, skills, and abilities, to know that you're here to facilitate a greater wholeness, a greater wellness, that your life is to be a blessing unto all that you have opportunity to interact with, whether wherever you are. We're in a now moment of eternity that requires us to really care to be. To be. And to realize that being is an absolute and eternal reality, as life is. And that those forces, those intelligences that are dysfunctional in having us feel as though we have the right to be killing ourselves and our children, we have the right to be killing other beings and support the violation, the annihilation, the capitalization, the subjugation, the bastardization, the usurpation of other beings, and then feed off their body parts. These are the things that are creating the sickness, illness, and disease. This is what we have to come to a point in place where we are conscious and conscientious enough, caring enough, loving enough to no longer support a system of oppression, and to realize that we get what we ask for and we get what we put out there, so that when we are walking completely committed to the disciplines of life and understanding that that's how we have leverage, that's how we truly gain our real successes, our victories and our triumphs over all of the things that there are to triumph over in terms of being divisive, being in a place and space where instead of consciously caring to bring wholeness, you are doing that which creates divisiveness, arguments, warfare, dissipation. We have opportunity to be healing and to be healers in this life. And we have individual contributions, family contributions, community contributions, national contributions, global and generational contributions to make towards the wholeness of us as a global humanity. And so I'm the one to just remind you that you would never be able to guesstimate or estimate the value of the good that you can do when you are completely committed to walking in the light of the truth of yourself. You'd never be able to really see fully the fullness of the benefit of your having completely committed every fiber of your being to being cleared and cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified so that you walk in the integrity of your own authenticity, the integrity of your authority as this point of the presence of that intelligence that we refer to as God. That there is a power that we have in our right alignment with the intelligence of existence itself. And that that impact and effect, times millions of us doing it, is what is truly needed to give us leverage in this now moment. Leverage over all of the degrees of sickness, illness, dis-ease, despair, degradation, dissatisfaction, discontent, dysfunction. And to realize that those who are expecting someone else to do something about all of this, where we are not consciously caring to respond appropriately, correctly, and directly in our own best interest to exalt a full life surge, then you will be sorely disappointed, because you are here in this now moment to be the one and one of the ones to make the difference in the world. There are those who vie for selection and election to government and to positions and whatnot so that they have authority over masses of people, that they are policymakers, that they are ones who have the opportunity to make millions of dollars serving the interests of their interest groups. And you and I, as mothers and fathers, as sons and daughters, grandmothers, grandsons and granddaughters, grandmothers and grandfathers, we have the responsibility to be the bridge between the lineages that we've come through, those that have come before us, those who are with us, those who've come through us, and those who've yet to come. And every people, regardless of what hue, regardless of what continent they're on, anybody that's real about their lives are going to be real about the right of their children and grandchildren to inherit a world that is progressive, a world that is not a sinking ship, but that they have the opportunity to truly live a full life, to live a healthy life, to live a life that is a progression from past lives. We're in a now moment that we have opportunity to choose that which supports our life on a daily basis. And even in the midst of an economy of things, those things that the economy has, that those have produced, where we have access to so many things that are not in our best interest, so many things that undermine us, that our strength and our commitment to choose life, our intention to add to the substance of our own being, to be well, to be healed, to be whole, that those objectives and concerns will give us a greater leverage than not being concerned, than not caring. We have those who are always talking about, well, how are we going to get the masses to do this? And how are we going to get the masses to do that? And basically, when you do what's in your own best interest in terms of your willingness and your readiness, your eagerness, your enthusiasm, and the actual choosing that you're doing on a daily basis to exalt a full life's urge, to do nothing that undermines yourself, to reach for that which helps to clear and cleanse and purify your body temple so that you have a greater leverage because you have a clearer thought. You understand, there is a path of life that leads to life, and there's the path of life that leads to death. We've been socialized to be on the path of life that leads to death, which is why so many people are in the thought that they have to die from something. But the path of life that leads to life, leads to eternal life, leads to a life abundantly, is a life where you are consistently loving your being and being loving, because there is an effect that that has on every fiber of your being. Because love is the absolute law. Love is the fulfillment of the law. Love is the harmony of truth. And the truth is that we each are these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence that has gifted itself to absolutely each and every one of us. And we each have responsibility, duty, and obligation to function in the light of the truth of the all that we each are as these points of that absolute and supreme presence. So yes, our faith, our word, our will, our intention, our care, our discipline, our choices are things that we're faced with on a day-to-day basis. And it's what we do daily that lays foundation for really what's showing up in our lives. That which breaks your marriage or makes your marriage is that which you do daily in terms of your commitment to your victory and triumph in love. And even though people divorce, when you have children, even if you don't have children, the responsibility is always to love, to care, to nourish, to enhance, to be a healing force. Because indifference is not the same thing as love. And those who are in marriages and not happily married, but because of your children, you feel duty, obligation, and responsibility to stay married, then feel the duty, obligation, and responsibility to commit to being happy in your marriage, because situations and circumstances change. And those situations and circumstances will change when we change, when we have a different orientation. You understand? But we have those ones who are not caring, those ones who are not sharing, those ones who are not committing to the way of life that leads to life. And that's the thing that gives us leverage. And whatever the past has been, that is the past. All right? And for those who can't forget the past to really be completely immersed in the beauty of the presence of the now, then you're missing the fullness of your life, because everything is showing up based upon what you're choosing, what you are choosing to focus on, what you're seeing, what you're asking for, what is being imprinted and infused on every atom and every cell of your being. And the more you are consciously caring to dwell in the presence of the absolute and supreme intelligence, the more you care to acknowledge the divinity of existence by virtue of being on a planet that is in rotation and flotation within the very presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence. See, man has nothing to do with the things that really matter in what maintains and sustains us. And that is a global humanity and a global populace. And those of us who live on this North American continent, who are educated and literate and articulate and healthy enough to make choices on a day-to-day basis, we have the opportunity to choose life and to choose to be potent in this life, to be powerful in this life, to be influential in this life. And even if it's just in the realm of family and community, in the workplace or whatever, that matters, because you can never really understand how far-reaching the effects of it will be. And whatever your talents, skills, and abilities are, if you are not loving yourself and honoring the laws that govern you, then you will never have the fullness of your wealth, no matter how much money you've had or gained, because money is a man-made thing. All right, and it represents a certain energy, certain value that we've put on it, but it is not more valuable than who and what we are as beings. And we've been socialized under a system that has subjugated the human population and the animal population as property. And they feel a sense of entitlement to use people and use animals as commodity, but they value their money and their property more than they value the lives of the people or the animals or the planet. And these are not the ones that we should be following in terms of the values or their lack of value for that which is real, that which is substantive, that which is absolutely divinity. and our being in a place where we gain our leverage over genocide, gain our leverage over a system of oppression that is divisive, we only will gain that leverage when we consciously care to commit to our wholeness. And in committing to wholeness, it's committing to the right use of the faculties that we have been given. The way that we think, the way that we perceive, the way that we, and the things that we are aspiring towards. But there is no aspiration of status that is greater than being completely harmonized in the truth of that which you are as an absolute point of supreme intelligence. And to be functioning supremely intelligently is the thing that gives us leverage, because when we are not doing that which makes sense, when we are in a place where we are functioning from a place of inferiority, insecurity, desperation, violation, and whatnot, then we have no grace and protection. And we see the effect of being vulnerable to those who have no real love, no real care, no real light. They will kill you just as easily as they look at you. That these ones still exist. They have not gone anywhere. There's just more and more of them. But our continuation in life as a nation of people, as a global humanity, hangs in the balance. And we are seeing a massive exodus because there are thousands of people leaving the planet daily. And by the time we look at the whole planet, then we've got millions of people leaving daily from all manners of sickness, illness, disease, killing, warfare, starvation. And the tragedy and the travesty is that they never truly really lived. And so for those of us who have opportunity to listen to this kind of programming, to have the things that allow us to be aware of things that are going on in the world, then be aware that you have a direct line of light to your angels, your guides, your guardians, your ancients, and your soul. And this is the level of communication that we need to be completely harmonized with, wherever we are, because this will allow us to be harmonized one with the other without having to pay a lot of money to go to conferences and deal with agendas of things. To be committed to the laws of life, to be committed to living in love, to be committed to being all that we are as these points of absolute and supreme intelligence, wherever we are, gives us the opportunity to truly be harmonized with the intelligences of existence, the administering intelligences on behalf of the establishment of eternal order upon the planet. Because it is Mother Earth who is in harmony with the cosmic ordering. And there is no place where we can go where it's going to be okay to be out of alignment with that which governs your being. And to be in a place and space mentally and emotionally and spiritually where you don't care to be right, you don't care to be corrected, you don't care to be cleared and cleansed and purified, harmonized within the will of existence and the laws of existence, puts you in a position where your life is in detriment. Not because of somebody else doing something against you, but because you are divided within yourself. And we've been told a house divided against itself shall not stand. And that is true for us as individuals that should be indivisible. And it's true for us as households where you have marriages and children and you are fussing and fighting and cussing and hurting each other with your words and with your neglect and with your fists and with your belts. And we have to come to a point and place where we are exalting a full life's urge and promoting the healing that needs to happen. And when we no longer support the violation of violated beings and feed off their body parts, where we no longer support the industry of inebriation and intoxication and bring those toxins and poisons into our bodies that destroy our brain cells and put us in a position where we are not able to function harmoniously as intelligences of existence, when we are in a place and space where we value our bodies, our hearts, our minds, and our spirits more than the things that we have. That's when we have opportunity for true leverage. And to know that for wherever you are right now, for whatever generation you represent, the contribution that you should be making is a contribution to our wholeness, to our wellness, to the exaltation of our greatness through your greatness. But the greatness of us is already in us. It's not what we get as a result of our matriculation through systems of miseducation. It is not what we get as a result of our certification and licensing and degreeing to be able to participate within the very echelons of a failed society. We have to come to a point and place where we bypass the world and we are able to stand in the reality of an absolute and supreme intelligence and to be in a place and space where we really care. To be harmonized within its light. To be vehicles and vessels of its love. To make a contribution to the exaltation of the greatness of the lineages that we represent by being the ones that we are in our greatness, in our integrity, in our high ethic and our high morality, in our creativity, our majesty, in our awesomeness, in the simplicity of what it is to be loving and caring, creative and dynamic. You are the God and the essence of God that dwells in that body temple. And it is only what you say and what you think and how you perceive and what you're choosing that really is creating your world. I'm the one to encourage you to realize that when you are consciously caring, to acknowledge the divinity of existence itself and to realize that you are already in heaven and that you will bathe in the peace and the poise of that, then that's where you have opportunity to come to your power. You're in tune to Monday Night Watch, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection. You're in tune to Thursday Night Watch, the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama. Thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and encourage you to meet me here every Monday as well as Thursday nights. Mondays from midnight to 6 a.m. Thursdays, midnight to 3 a.m. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web at WRFG.org, I'm so grateful that you prefer to be with us than any other place on the planet. For those of you who are tuning via your phone apps, thank you for using your technology towards your greater good. For those of you who are the inner circle and my inner circle and the ones who put your money where your ear has been and make sure that you support this programming and WRFG, I am so grateful and so thankful for you. The meeting of the inner circle, and anytime I come to the airwaves, I am coming specifically with the intention to exalt the reality that there is absolute reality. There is absolute love, absolute light, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth. And when we apply ourselves unto those things, then we have the opportunity to have the absolute victory and triumph. When you are and when we are immersed in a world-conquering rampage that indeed is genocide, then it matters how we each live on a day-to-day basis. And we know that there are those who would not apply themselves towards encouraging you to do anything differently. They see you on a cataclysmic ride with demise and do nothing to interfere, nothing to intercede. People will sit back and watch you kill yourself without any other thought about it. But I'm not that one. I'm the one who is encouraging you to realize that your life is your greatest gift, and you will never have anything greater than who and what you already are, but naked. But the issue is, are you consciously caring to walk in the fullness of that which you are, as all that you are, as living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of that absolute and supreme intelligence that is all there is as existence itself? Because the programming that we've gotten through our miseducation, our religious training, our socialization, our culturalization and whatnot has not supported us in understanding that that walk, the way that we live, is literally the way that we worship. And what we do on a daily basis is the evidence of whether we are living to exalt a full life's urge or whether we are literally undermining ourselves and ourselves. And so, because we are in a world-conquering rampage to divide and conquer us, where each individual is divided within themselves, then the first line of defense is to do nothing to undermine ourselves, to come to that point and place where every day we are exalting a full life's urge. We do nothing that is detrimental to ourselves. That we are always reaching for, seeking out, and applying ourselves to that which enhances our degrees of inner standing, understanding, and our ability to stand resolutely and absolutely with that intelligence that allows us to stand. We're in a now moment where there's so many issues that people are focused on. There's so much bad news that you're consistently being bombarded with. You are in a place where the elephant in the room that nobody is really speaking to is the amount of obesity that there is in our families and our communities, that it's everywhere and it's amongst everyone, including our children. And I am very concerned about it because it just doesn't make sense that we think that we could do anything that makes sense, and we are not doing that which is truly in our own best interest. And that because obesity is one of the major issues confronting us as a nation of people, that it is something that we really need to apply ourselves towards ridding ourselves of it, because you cannot live your greatest life when you are carrying so much extra weight on your frame. And people will say, oh, well, I've always been a big girl, I've always been a big boy, and I've got big bones. And the issue is that your bones don't constitute the obesity. What constitutes the obesity is the reality that you're eating that which your body cannot utilize as food. And so when we look at those ones who are having issues with anorexia and bulimia and whatnot, and everybody's trying to make them eat, the issue is that they are right in their right mind not to want to eat all of the garbage that they're being fed. But they just don't have the proper understanding as to what they should be eating.
And if they were given fresh juices and fruit and vegetation, they could eat as much as they like and never gain a pound and be beautiful in the process. But because they fight eating the meat, the dairy, the eggs, all of the starch and stuff, and make themselves throw up or, you know, refuse to eat or on different things so that they don't gain the weight from the waist. We've got that extreme, and then we've got the other extreme where people continue to eat even though they see that they're getting progressively bigger and bigger and bigger. But that is the foundation of the tragedy and the travesty of us being in a system that cares to generate an economy based on creating sickness, illness, and disease through the manufacturing, the distribution, the advertising, the commercialization of that which is not food for us. And in order for you to get a grip on the rising or increasing weight that you're gaining, then it requires you to be in a place where you are ready to make commitments for eating that which is right for you, that which is going to nourish you, and that which is going to facilitate cleansing and healing, regenerating yourself. Extra weight is the evidence of excess waste in the body. And everything that we're consuming, the body has to break it down to try to extract any kind of nutrients, life force, life currency from it. And it does so by creating the enzymes to break it down. And that starts in the mouth with the saliva. And then as you are liquefying whatever it is you're consuming, then the fiber content of that should be moving through the colon, because real food is not going to add extra waste to your body. Real food is going to facilitate you're being able to truly masticate it, extract nutrients, life force from it, and facilitate the peristaltic motions of your colon so that you are able to move whatever is not needed out of the system. And so breakfast is break fast, because we're fasting from the last meal to the first meal of the day. And no matter what time of day you are breaking fast, it is the breaking of a fast which should be done with liquid, water, teas, herbs, and fruit. But we've been taught that breakfast is the most important meal, and we've been told that we need healthy protein and carbs to get us going, to create energy. But protein and carbs eaten at the same time will not digest in the body, because it requires two different enzymes, acidic for your protein, basic or alkaline for your starch. And when you're consuming them both at the same time, whether it's your eggs and toast or grits and eggs or breakfast cereal and bacon and whatever all of that is, your body literally is trying to break it down, but it cannot convert it to water. Our bodies are 80% water. Therefore, our food, our nutrition, has to come from that which is 80% water, which is your fruit and your vegetation. It is a lie, regardless of whose book you've read, whether it's Eat Right for Your Blood Type or the Atkins diet or anybody else's diet that is telling you that you need to have healthy protein that comes from animals. It is not the case. And you would live and be much healthier without any animals in your body temple. And it is as a result of our trying to feed off the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, the cheese, the ice cream that is not even real ice cream anymore. It's full of artificial colors, artificial flavors, refined white sugars, and all of this stuff, so that your body, being designed by God, cannot do anything with that which is made by men. And so therefore, you're taking it in and it's just staying, it's storing in your body. And so in order to reverse it, you've got to be in a place and space where you understand that you are designed by the intelligence of existence and every fiber of your being would function perfectly. But you have to get out of the programming that these people have given us to put more money in their pockets, because these are their businesses. The meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the sea creature industries. None of that constitutes real food for real people. We're in a now moment that your fast food industries are grinding up dairy cows that were shot up with enough BGH hormone to make them produce over 3.5 tons of milk in their life cycle. And when they're finished with those cows are given to Burger King, McDonald's, and all of these ones. So the excess estrogens and female hormones that are in the meat that male children and men are consuming is directly affecting them. And so here now we have men who are getting and contracting breast cancer because they have what people call man boobs. But this is as a result of the excess female hormones that have been introduced into their bodies as a result of eating all of these female creatures. Whether it's your cows, your chickens, your hens, the eggs. And when you're eating chicken's breasts and the wings, then you're getting more of those hormones. We have to realize that this is like a big experiment by those whose businesses these are. There is no way to truly feed 370 million people. And that's just us on the North American continent, to feed us meat 3 times a day and carbs and veggies and all of these things without all of the GMOs and all of these other things, because nature could never produce enough flesh for everybody to be eating flesh 3 times a day. But the flesh isn't even a requisite for our health. And for us to think that the intelligence of existence, which is so intelligent that it has maintained the flotation and rotation of the earth in light of floods, drought, ice age, that the earth is still spinning. She hasn't died yet. And that we're in a cosmic orchestration with other planets and worlds and stars and galaxies. Our bodies are designed by the intelligence that is all pervasive. It fills all spaces. There is nowhere where it is not. But we were never intended to kill to eat. We were told not to kill. And so thinking that we have to kill in order to be healthy is the evidence of you not thinking. It's the evidence of your not really seeking to be in the truth, because we were told to know the truth. And these people have perpetuated all of these lies and have us living lies as if we can be sustained by lies. The primary lie is that you have to die from something when you should not be dying from anything at all. And so for death to be fate and destiny for most people, because we consume death. We do that which undermines our cellular functioning. We are out of alignment with the laws that govern ourselves, our lives, our earth. And now it's time for us to realize why it is we have all of this sickness, illness, disease, schizophrenia, bipolarism, and all of this degradation and violation, because we have been fed garbage. And to have an economy that is driven on feeding people garbage is to have an economy that is destined to die, to have a nation that is destined and deserving its death. And if you feel as though there is no purpose in being other than to live and eat, work, pay bills, pay taxes, and then die, then you're truly out of alignment with purpose in being. But there is purpose in being. That's how intelligent the intelligence of existence is. We're not maintained and sustained by something that is stupid. We're not maintained and sustained by that which has no order, by that which is lawless. But you're being socialized and educated and religiously trained by those who have no real regard for the real laws that govern our lives. And that's what the issue is whether you will apply yourself to the laws that govern your being and will allow you to really experience the real love and light and delight and joy and peace and happiness and wealth and prosperity, the consistency, the freedom from hypocrisy, the integrity, the high ethic and high morality of that which we should have as our nature. But it's very difficult to find amongst the masses. And so because your life is your life and you are the only one that is really making decisions for your life, it is time for you to decide, how do you really want to live the rest of your life? Do you really want to create a tragic date with fate? Do you really want to be in a place where you are consistently creating more sickness, illness, and disease? Or would you prefer to be healing? Would you prefer to be getting well? Would you prefer to becoming more dynamic and becoming all of who you were intended to be by virtue of the legacy of the lineages that you represent and the genealogy that is your heritage and your inheritance? Would you prefer to walk in the essence of your God self, or would you prefer to be trapped under the tools of Satan, Lucifer, and the devil so that you are a slave to whatever lusts and desires and appetites that have appealed to you? You have to make that decision, but it needs to be a decision that you're making, and you are not just falling into the current of inconsistency, contradiction, and hypocrisy that is all pervasive because of the lawlessness of a fallen humanity and humankind. We're in a now moment that requires us to really get serious about our living and to understand that in order for us to have leverage over all the sickness, illness, and disease, is that you have to be fully and wholeheartedly committed to living, not satisfying your appetites, but developing a hunger and thirst for life abundantly, life everlastingly, life eternally. And to understand that the traps here are sensuality, sexuality, materiality. And all of those things that put us in position where we feel entitled to prosper or profit off of the degradation, the subjugation, the violation, the capitalization off of other ones, whether they're other beings, other animals, other races, other nations, other people. And this is the evidence of what we have in terms of the prostitution, the pimping and the prostitution, the enslavement under the sex slavery, coming to that point in place where we're supporting the worst Holocaust in existence because we are complicit and complacent with the annihilation and the violation of billions of creatures on an annual basis, wasting their lives, feeding off of their body parts, and creating all manners of sickness, illness, and disease, in addition to the pollution of the earth, the waters, and contributing towards the global warming. But those who put themselves forward as if they are the ones who have nature at heart, whether it's the Sierra Club or any of those other ones, they do not have enough love to tell you that 90% of the global warming is as a result of the billions of creatures that are being used for food and dumping their feces into the waters and streams. Feces that is laden with the pesticide residues, the hormonal residues, the herbicide residues from the food that they were given. And to just come to that place and space where we understand that the animals that you all are eating are being fed other animals when the nature of them is that they are herbivorous. They are not carnivores. And that we are about to see devastation in the form of disease that has not yet become evident. Not to say it's not already on the horizon, but just to say that those who are contracting and having the issues of these diseases as a result of eating animals that are being fed other animals. The obesity is one form of it. The Alzheimer's is another form of it. Some of the neurological issues and diseases are a part of it, but we have not yet seen the devastation that will come to those of you who consistently are feeding off of the flesh of these violated beings. And therefore, your cells, your tissues, your brain, your organs, your glands are overwhelmed with the chemicals, the hormones of these beings. And your body, as intelligent as it is not able to do anything with it, which is why your body is just storing all of this stuff. And it's adding extra weight because you are not able to get rid of the waste that is being created. This issue of flesh eating, alcohol drinking, cigarette smoking, soda, all of this consumption of stuff that has absolutely no nutritional value for us as human beings is the primary issue that is creating all manners of disease, degradation, deformation, dysfunction, violation. And if we don't get a grip on it, if we don't understand that nobody is literally authorized by the intelligence of existence or the will of the Creator to perpetuate sickness, illness, disease, and death as livelihood, and be able to really live fully. So it may look like you got good jobs, but when it really comes down to it, you are offensive and guilty in the perpetuation of sickness, illness, disease, and death. And you don't have to continue it, but you have to invest in yourself to the degree to which you become truly faith-filled in knowing that there's a greater way for you to prosper, that there's a better way for you to work, that we each have responsibility, duty, and obligation to serve the greater good of the whole of us, to use our talents, our skills, and abilities to perpetuate wholeness and not sickness. You're in a now moment where your decision to serve life, your decision to stand in the fullness of who and what you are as an intelligence of existence, your commitment to being all that you are as this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of absolute and supreme intelligence, our individual and collective rightful response to being under siege is the only way for us to circumvent the karmic debt of a failed humanity, because all of our institutions support our sickness, illness, disease, and our demise. Those of us who are living now, we should not be contributing. We should not be participating with the lawlessness. We are here to be a part of the salvation and the deliverance, the restitution, and the resurrection. You're in tune to Thursday Night Watch, the meeting of the inner circle with Adama, your voice of resurrection.
Night Watch on 89.3 FM, WRFG, Atlanta. Jazz.